Welcome to Two Peds in a Pod, the podcast designed for parents on the go. I'm Dr. Naylene Lai.
And I'm Dr. Julie Cardos. We are two board-certified practicing pediatricians and parents like you.
Don't have time or the energy to read pediatric advice?
If you're in the carpool line, working out, cleaning the house, plug us in.
Today's topic is on potty training. So, Dr. Cardos, I have a cute little toddler, and I just know they are ready to be potty trained.
Okay.
Because it is really exciting. What do you think about that?
Well, Dr. Lai, as you know, and we get asked this by parents a lot, there's no magic age. There's good ages. We know that below 18 months, they don't tend to be ready yet physiologically to hold on to, you know, retain their urine or hold on to their stool till they know that they have to go. But there are signs we can look for. You know, sometimes you can notice that your child is running and hiding behind the couch to poop. So you know they know what's coming before it comes. Okay, so that's one sign that you could know.
One thing I also like to look for is if the kids can retain their urine. I mean, you really need to be able to be dry for a couple hours. So if you can't get through a nap without being dry, then it's probably their bodies still aren't quite ready
yet. Yeah, and that's a good point. We're not talking about nighttime dryness. That comes later, but at least for a, you know, 2-hour nap, they should be able to wake up spontaneously dry. And of course, they can't be constipated at the time, because you can't ask a child who's already having trouble pooping to suddenly put their poop in this foreign object called a toilet.
And that's all you need, to teach a kid that already retains things to retain even more.
Exactly. You know, there are some guidelines that we give out. The American Academy of Pediatrics suggests that really below 18 months, children probably are not ready to potty train. But, you know, in the United States, the reality is about half of kids can be potty trained by 2. About 3/4 of children are potty trained by 3. And 90% of children are potty trained in the day by 4 years old. And, of course, 100% of children are potty trained on the day of their wedding. So we have to keep this in perspective.
You know, it's just not that glamorous. If your child's not ready, don't do it. Some of my favorite memories are sitting on the floor of my bathroom, breastfeeding an infant, simultaneously reading books to my 2-year-old on the potty. So, you know, there are more fun things you can do with your life.
Exactly. And in fact, you know, there was a good study conducted by Nathan Blom at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He's a pediatrician. And they observed, you know, hundreds of children who were in daycare. So they had the daycare report and the parents report. And it was a potty training study. And basically what came out of it is that the earlier you start training your children, the longer it takes. And the later you start training your children, the shorter it takes. And that's it. So that you can start training your 18-month-old if you think they're interested and like to imitate. But on the other hand, if you wait till 3, you might accomplish the same goal in a much quicker time.
Absolutely. At home, there are a couple of things you can set up. I mean, really, potty training isn't something that happens in one day flat. It happens over time. You need to send the signals to your child that people do not usually poop or pee in their underpants.
Right.
So a lot of that is...
It's imitation, right?
Imitation, I mean, that's and setting up your home. So a couple of things you can do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to, unfortunately for parents who are modest, they might not want to hear this, but you need to have an open door policy in your bathroom. If kids don't see you on the potty, they're not going to get it. Just think of teaching, you know, how cute it is when we see our little toddlers, like, pretending to talk on the phone. They do that because they see us talking on the phone. So they can also learn a lot about potty training by watching you in the bathroom. So set good habits, wash your hands afterwards, and teach your children if they're in the bathroom, they wash their hands before they leave the bathroom. And then the whole debate versus, you know, should you get them their own little potty chair or do you just get a little rim and put it on the toilet? What are your feelings about that, Dr.
Well,
Lai?
You know what? You just have to make it a happy, happy, happy place. So if they feel secure, perched on the edge of their rim with their feet securely on a stool, that's the place for them to be.
Right.
You can buy, and I almost bought it, but I actually didn't. You can buy a potty chair now where you can sit in, and as you urinate, it plays music. plays royal music, in fact, because you are king or queen of the potty.
Yeah, there's lots of gimmicks. But again, the bottom line is you want the children to be motivated. You can start potty training when your baby's a year old. You just talk about it every time you change them. This will be great when you put the pee-pee and poop in the potty, and you don't have to lie down and get changed. But it's sort of like singing the ABC song 100 million times, and then one day your little three-year-old sings you the ABC song. So,
it's like everything else. You concentrate on the positive. Mm-hmm. You don't want to make it a scary experience, whatever happens.
Yeah, and the other thing, we both hear this a lot, a lot of grandparents, I think, put a little undue pressure on the poor parents to potty train their children very, very young, and they have these memories of their children being potty trained by one and all that. Remember, first of all, a generation ago, they were cloth diapers, so they were much more motivated, and it was harder, but now we have the absorbent diapers, and the reality is, again, the later you start, sometimes it's a lot easier.
And today's cloth diapers are different. They don't need the awful cleaning agents that they used to use. So they're a very different diaper situation there. And culturally, also very different.
Yeah. So if you're ready to go, again, we kind of talked about a few things to keep in mind. Dismiss night training. That will come later spontaneously. We're focusing on daytime potty training. One advice I have, being the mother of three boys, is if you do buy the little potty seat, I would get rid of that little urine shield that they often come with. They're kind of dangerous. Boys will sit on them and hurt themselves. So I would just say throw away that shield. Teach boys to sit down to do everything first. Then later, when they get the idea of holding their urine until it's time to go, you can teach them, and they're tall enough, you can teach them to stand up and urinate into the potty.
Yeah, generally you don't want little boys being taught to stand up to pee, because they may stand up to poop also.
Exactly, and they get very excited about the whole standing thing.
And they also, when they are very, very busy little boys at 5 or 6 years old, sometimes they just forget that they should sit down to poop, and they will not poop for days.
Exactly. They hold it in because it's much quicker to stand up, urinate, and move on. So I would teach them to sit first and then stand up. But and then also, again, establish good hand-washing routines. Even if you sit and nothing happens, you still wash your hands after you use the potty.
Now, the role of training pants is a little more controversial. In general, if you're ready to train, you're ready to train. Bite the bullet. Training pants are much more of a crutch for the parents than the kids.
Exactly. But I think sometimes it helps the children to really feel what it is like to have an accident, because even the training pants, although they're not super absorbent, they're more absorbent than cotton underwear, and the kids might not care as much.
Right. One big, big mistake people make, though, is they will let the kids wear the training pants at night and tell their kids that the diapers have gone away and only babies wear diapers. The problem with the training pants is, because they're not meant to be very absorbent, if you urinate in the middle of the night, it's very uncomfortable, and I've seen many, many a rash.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those, the training pant rashes too. So you're right, you might want to, belittle the child, but you can say, we're going to do big boy underwear, big girl underwear in the day, and that's how we're going to start, and then just leave it at that. And remember not to punish your children for accidents. That's going to happen. You can't expect children, even if you think they get the idea, you may have accidents weeks and months later, even after you think you're done training. And that's because kids are kids and they're distractible. And
right. When you are ready, keep in mind that you do need to establish the habits. Like Dr. Carters was saying, establish the habit of washing hands afterwards. But the other habit to establish is when you urinate. You really should be bringing your child to the potty and telling them to actually go every couple hours, even if there's nothing in there, because you don't want that child to be the six-year-old first grader that runs and pees first thing in the morning, then holds their urine in all day long, all the way to the end of the school day, and runs off the school bus at 4 o'clock and urinates again.
Yeah, it's just not a healthy bladder habit to get into. And trust me, if you go to any preschool, the teachers are sending those children into the bathroom probably on average every 2 hours. And I think that's a good habit to be in. You could also establish, before we get in the car, we do a potty check. Before we go to bed at night, we do a potty check. So you can sort of have these things ingrained, and that way the children don't think you're singling them out. This is what we do, and that's just part of the habit of your house.
Okay, so today's sticky points for potty training. Number one, wait till you and your child is ready.
Yeah, remember, you don't want to potty train right before some big family event where your mind is not going to be in it. You have to have all your patience and all your wits about you.
And second of all, don't be discouraged.
Yeah.
Never fight about toilet training. If you're fighting, quit and just wait a couple months.
Yeah, because remember, children are just trying to gain... The age of potty training coincides with the age of children wanting control over what's happening in their life. And they have so little control over so much that goes on, but they can control potty training. So if it becomes a fight, that means it's a control issue and you want to drop it and wait until you're both ready to try again.
There are several ways you can approach that. You can have the diaper fairy come.
Yeah, that's one way. And or you can establish, you know what, if you know, when you succeed at this for some given amount of time, you know, some will have a potty party. We'll get just make it some special event. But remember, I think talk about some people ask about reward systems during training. And I think it's important, you don't want to be spending a whole lot of money every time your child successfully uses the potty. They'll just manipulate you and you'll be broke in the process. But I would say when all is done, at the end, you can certainly allow them one giant prize for accomplishing the fact and wearing underwear full time.
All right. That concludes today's session on potty training. Again, I'm Dr. Naylene Lai.
And I'm Dr. Julie Cardos. And we are two peas in a pod.
Tell your friends about us. We're two doctor moms who know you have questions after you've left our office, and we want to use podcasts as a vehicle to answer those questions.
I mean, right now, our recording studio is our kitchen table, and we're depending on you to let your friends know about our podcast. So until next time, thanks for listening.